Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 81, a review of Lessons 61 and 62, it's important to remember that your purpose is to know yourself as the light of the world. You are the holy child of God Himself. These may sound just like words, but in essence, if we could know the truth of who we are, every one of our perceived problems would melt away right in front of our eyes. This is how powerful it is to know the truth, because in the presence of truth, there are no illusions. If you are the light of the world, and there is nothing else, and there is no opposite, you could quickly see that no darkness could be present in any of its forms. Darkness shows up in our world in many different ways, in the form of grievances and judgments, persecution, sickness, illness, lack, poverty, pestilence, and death. It shows up in so many ways that we almost cannot think of anything else. Today, the Course is asking you to make room to remember the truth because you have an alternative to the misery that you are in. If you would just imagine that within you the light of God is dwelling there, if you would tap into the truth of who you are, darkness in all of its forms would cease to exist. We may not understand this light as it exists within us now, but simply our invitation to understand it is sufficient. As we invite the Holy Spirit to teach us, to remind us about the light that is within us, the entire path and journey for awakening is set into motion. From listening to these lessons, you have already demonstrated that you have a willingness to remember this light. And your journey is certain, it is guaranteed, that you will remember. And as you do, only joy will be known in your heart. The second part is that forgiveness is your function as the light of the world. You could say that your purpose is to know who you are, and your function in that purpose is complete forgiveness for everyone and everything. Remember that forgiveness is not about condoning the wrongful actions or hurtful actions of another. Forgiveness, it comes from the understanding that whatever has been done, it does not matter, because you cannot be altered as a child of God. The power that dwells within you can never be taken from you. It can never be added on to. Today, we hold forgiveness in our hearts for everyone and everything. This is our first giant step in remembering the light that dwells within us and each one that we see. Dear God, please help us to offer forgiveness in the place of our judgments and grievances, that we would know the miracles that stand waiting to bless our eyes and to touch our lives in gladness and peace and joy. We want to know the light within us. Help us to see it with clarity. Give us the strength to see it and to see through the illusions of darkness. We are willing today to offer you this space to remind us that we are the light of the world. Today we will walk with our heads held high, we will shine our light, and we will be in receptivity for all that you would teach us today as we let go of everything else. I am the light of the world. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world.